This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Justice Department Inspector General is telling Congress the FBI made mistakes while investigating ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Michael Horowitz says there were basic and fundamental errors on applications to get and then renew warrants to eavesdrop on a former Trump campaign aide.
By three separate handpicked investigative teams on one of the most sensitive FBI investigations, after the matter had been briefed to the highest levels within the FBI.
During a deeply partisan Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, Chairman Lindsey Graham seized on the errors, saying the system failed.
People at the highest level of our government took the law in their own hands.
While top Democrat Dianne Feinstein highlighted Horowitz's finding that the probe itself was not politically motivated, as President Trump has long claimed.
It's time to move on from the false claims of political bias.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A powerful suicide bombing targeted an under-construction medical facility Wednesday near Bagram Air Base, the main American base north of Afghanistan's capital. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The military says the attacker struck the facility that's being built to help the Afghan people who live in the area. Spokesman Colonel Sonny Leggett said in a subsequent statement that some armed attackers remain inside the medical facility and that while still ongoing, the situation is isolated to the clinic building. He added the Bagram airfield itself is not in danger. However, several homes outside the sprawling base were destroyed and a large mosque in the area badly damaged. The Taliban have claimed responsibility for the attack. I'm Charles Ledesma.
New Zealand officials say the threat of more tremors is delaying the recovery of bodies on White Island, 2 days after a fatal volcanic eruption. At least six people are dead. For news on the go, download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Democrats in the House of Representatives are moving closer to taking a formal vote on whether to impeach President Donald Trump. Lawmakers of both the Democratic and Republican parties predict Trump will be impeached in the House but not found guilty in a trial by the Senate, which is controlled by the president's party. Myanmar's leader and Nobel Prize laureate Aung San Suu Kyi has defended her government's actions before the International Court of Justice in The Hague against genocide accusations. Marta Vandewolf reports from London.
Aung San Suu Kyi defended Myanmar's leadership against claims that genocide is happening in the country.
Can there be genocidal intent on the part of a state that actively investigates, prosecutes, and punishes soldiers and officers who are accused of wrongdoing?
The hearings of the case against Myanmar at the United Nations highest court started on Tuesday and included detailed accusations of mass killings, torture and rape against members of the Muslim Rohingya minority. The Gambia brought the case to the court to ask for protection for the Rohingya. More than 700,000 have fled to neighboring Bangladesh since 2017. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, London.
The polls open in Britain in less than 24 hours. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports polls show British Prime Minister Boris Johnson should win Thursday's election.
Britain's election race has tightened in the last stretch, according to a top pollster. Meaning Brexiteering Prime Minister Boris Johnson cannot be sure Thursday's vote will deliver a clear victory. YouGov predicted a Conservative majority of 28 seats, slashing it by more than half compared to 2 weeks ago.
Stop Brexit!
But possible outcomes still ranged from a landslide Conservative victory to a hung parliament, as party leaders pounded the campaign trail on the last day.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Chilean officials say they have expanded the search for a military plane that vanished with 38 people aboard on a flight to Antarctica. The plane took off Monday afternoon on a regular maintenance flight for an Antarctic base. Time magazine's Person of the Year is teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg. At the same time of the announcement, the young activist was addressing the UN climate conference in Madrid. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Greta Thunberg is accusing political and business leaders of prioritizing their image over taking aggressive action in the fight against climate change. In other words, greenwashing. Here's what she had to say at a United Nations summit in Madrid on Wednesday.
The politics needed does not exist today, despite what you might hear from world leaders.
This year's UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, or COP25, has been attended by government ministers from 190 countries.
That is Reuters' Laura Anthony, and I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.